But with surgery it could live. But since it couldn't live without surgery, because surgery means there is a ponim chadoshes, I mean surgery, so you add one thing, you put in a new eiver, or you cut out an eiver, some mele you prevent the possibility of any spread of a disease and so on. So a surgery, that's a ponim chadoshes. Let's say, so when you cut off the lower half of the leg, that's surgery. So that's a ponim chadoshes. So, but if a behemoth without surgery, without putting in a new aver, and without cutting out something, so couldn't live. So then it's a pain. So the inechayo is the basis of the shemtei. And what does it mean? What's the basis of the shemtei for? The fact that it couldn't live even with therapy being administered. So the Ramban says, now the Ramban's raya is from the Gemara in Ilotreifes that we learn, because the Gemara says, Omalei, the Rapope Barabe Rishbe, Moche Mikulye Vikato, he used to hit the door in the kidney, and then he was shechet. Also, he came in Rabbi Omar of the Hazi of Atreves, Yeish Ilchom Mashmon Chachomim, Vokachno, in other words, that if enough was hit in the kidney, and if you shecht it, it's shale. But, so the Estim, Vokachno, the Kameise, Gmire, the Batlo Samechai. The reason is why this kind of nerve dies, or this kind of a behemoth dies when it's hit in the kidney, because the doctors, the contemporary doctors, didn't know of any cure. But there is a cure, but they just didn't know. So maybe it couldn't become a treife just because it had an injured kidney, because it could be healed, this hit kidney. Could be healed. So the Ramban deduces from this Gemara that when we say Yutchas Treifes is treifor, it's because these Yutchas Treifes couldn't live even with medicine being a reason. But with surgery being applied, they could live. So you don't say, since they could live through surgery being administered, so maybe it shouldn't be treifor. Because surgery, that's a ponim chadoshes surgery. You see, when you administer medicine, you take a pill and you become cured. So there is no ponim chadoshes, because there is no organic change when you administer a medicine. But when you administer surgery, so then there is a ponim chadoshes. So in mele, if, let's say, a certain maki, if a behemoth that is affected with a certain maki, a certain disease, could be cured through therapy without recourse to surgery, so then that maki does not make the behemoth a treifa. But if the maki would be fatal without surgery, so mele, but even with and no medicine could cure it, so then it is a treifa. That's the Shita's Rambam. Now the Rambam Shita is that, so according to Ramban, when we say treif in Achayo, it means even with medicine being administered, it's in Achayo. According to the Rambam, it means only without medicine, it's in Achayo. But with medicine, so the treifes of the Aloch Lamishim Sinai could possibly live a normal span of life. But the Gemara mentions that as an accidental fact, as a statistical sign, to be used in case of suffix treif. So what do the Rambam do with this Gemara? So the Tziv explains it, because this, a hit kidney, is not included in the list of the Yitres treifes v'aloch l'mishmi Sinai. But the Gemara's kasha was, let it be treife on the score of Nitolomus. So the Gemara says, on the score of Nitolomus, it couldn't become a treife, because only if there is no possibility of a cure, but if there is a possibility of a cure, so it couldn't become a treife on the score of Nitalomus either. It couldn't become a treife on the score of Nitalomus either. Now, we mentioned that there is a machlekes between the two and the Rambam. In regard to the Tulas Lechi Elyon. So the Rambam Shita is the Tulas Lechi Elyon is a treife. And what kind of a treife is it? Is it the treife on the score of Nitl Amus? And the two is chelik. Now, we explained that it's not that the two is chelik on the Rambam in regard to Mitzias. Since the Rambam says that the Tulas Lechi Elyon is treife, because if the Lechi Elyon, if the upper jaw of the behemoth was removed, so the melee, the breathing organs are exposed to the elements of nature, and it couldn't breathe normally. So the melee, it's bound to die. This the Rambam says is the mitzias. So why should we say that the two is chelik and mitzias? But we said that the reason is why the two. The reason is why the Torah says that the Torah Slecha Elyon is Ksheiro, but why shouldn't it be treifa on the score of Nitl Amus? Because the Gemara says here, the Badr Lo Samechai. So that's why, if the Behemo has an injured kidney, it's not a treifa, because there is a cure. Because there is a cure. So the question is, so why is it in regard to Nitlechi Elyon? The Rambam says it's treifo. So obviously the Teretz is because an injured kidney could be cured without surgery. Mashenkin Nitlechi Elyon, so with medicine, so you couldn't restore proper breathing. So only, but Nastam, you could install an artificial Lechi Elyon. Why shouldn't you be able to do that? I mean, it's theoretically possible. I mean, if you can transplant, you know, a kidney, an artificial kidney, why shouldn't you be able to transplant an artificial Lechi Elyon? The answer is that's the reason as to why the Torah says that Lechi Elyon is kosher. Not that the Torah is chilik on mitzias, on a physiological fact with the Rambam. But the Torah holds true without an artificial Lechi Elyon, so it couldn't live. But the Gemara says that even though if the maki is fatal, like an injured kidney, but if there is a possibility of a cure, so then it couldn't become a treifa, according to Rambam and the score of Nitl Amus, because there is, at least theoretically, on a theoretical level, it's possible for the behemoth to have a cure, even though the doctors don't know it. So Mimele and Lechi Elyon also on a theoretical level, it's possible to be cured, to restore proper breathing to the behemoth, so that the elements of nature will not interfere with the proper breathing of the behemoth. Because theoretically, you could install an artificial Lechi Elyon. So the question is, why does the Rambam say it is treifa? So again, you could say, there is a machlekes mitzias, but that's not mistaba. So it's more mistaba to say that's the machlekes between the Torah and the Rambam. Now, the Ramban deduces from this Gemara Dafn and Dalet that all the treifas of the Aloch Lemish B'Sinai are only treifas because it's in a chayo. Because there is no possibility of a cure. Masha'in came if there is a possibility of a cure through medicine, just through medicine, so then it wouldn't become treif. So the reason is why all these yutres treifes. So our treifes is because there is no medical cure. Even though there is a possibility of a surgical cure, because the Ramban himself says that nitlo tzumes hagidin is treifa, but there is a possibility of a surgical cure. All you have to do after the tzumes hagidin were removed to cut off the whole lower half of the leg. So why Why do we say that if you didn't cut off the whole lower half of the leg, that it should be also mikshel, because there is a possibility of a surgical cure? The answer is no. It's only when there is a possibility of a medical cure. So then it's not eponim chadoshes. Let's say, if a certain makeh could be cured without surgery, so that means that without eponim chadoshes, it's not meimis. So meimis, it's not treifeh. But if without surgery, it couldn't be cured, so that only through eponim chadoshes it could be cured. So eponim chadoshes will come. So that means that the makeh is a makeh amimism. That means that the makeh is a makeh amimism. So the Ramban shita is, in regard to all the treifeh, the Ramban is not geiris that there are two types of treifes. There's the shita Ramban. So the Ramban shita is, there is only one category of treifes. The treifes aloch l'mishmi Sinai. But the treifes aloch l'mishmi Sinai themselves are based upon the inechayo, but they are based upon the inechayo, that does not have any cure, any medical cure. So anything that has a medical cure, even though the medical cure is only theoretical because the doctors don't know it, so it's not a treife. And that means all the utres treifes have no medical cure. Even though some of them have a surgical cure, let's say like little tzumzakidin, but that does not negate the character of mako hamimism. Because when you resort to a surgical cure, so then you install eponim chadoshes. You add something, you take away something. But, so, the Shittas HaRambam is in regard to the treifa of Neitel Omus. So as far as the treifa of Alachol Mishmi Sinai is concerned, it has nothing to do with mimiso or any mimiso. The mimiso is only an accidental fact, it's a statistical fact, in other words, but it's not an essential fact. But there is another category of treifas, of Neitel Omus, that is based upon the fact that it's Neitel Omus. But there too, according to the Rambam, when is it considered to be Neitel Omus? If there is no medical cure, even if there is a possibility of a surgical cure. Whereas the shita of the Ritva is that when can it be treifa on the score of Neitel Omus when there is no possibility of any cure, whether medical cure or a surgical cure. That's why the Torah says, in regard to Neitel Achyo Elyein, that it's kshel. Why? Because why shouldn't it be a treifa on the score of Neitel Omus? The answer is, when could a behemoth be treifa on the score of Neitel Omus? Only when there is no cure, whether medical cure or surgical cure. Now the Ramban. V'ikshe Ramban zan, im kein im nechtech u'agidin, yachtech kol ha'regel le'maylo mitzumis ha'agidin, v'tarzeh le'achshero, v'tirez deinoch ha'namen, d'chozro le'achshero, elovada im shochat ha'achash nito tzumis ha'agidin treifo, sh'ayish bo mako sh'nechayo bo, ואף על פי שימו יחיתך הרגל למיילו, הוא יסוחי בו, השתן מי בזיין, שהטריפס בו, 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 אין החי. אפילו בפיד הסמונים. אבל אם חותך, what do you mean אפילו בפיד הסמונים? So it means, even with a medical cure, it couldn't be high. But it could be higher through a surgical cure. So that's what I'm חדוש is a surgical cure. אבל אם חותך למיילו, מצומס הגידין, that's a surgical cure. First, the doctor just cut out the tzumis ha'gidin area. So that was imakom emisim. Then, kelim shchitoso. So he cut off the whole leg below the knee joint. V'choyso. V'hakei shochto, so then it's ksheiro. Lav nitles ha'gidin yuzu. Eloch tuchas ragleo limato min ha'akuvo ksheiro. V'im teima kvor ischilo makazu lahachnis bo miso. Misukenesi, viloi treifo, ukshel, des Ramban shite, vichei motzinu treifes nichshores, reye shenikvo, viloi sovir bebisre, treifo, chosro viniz becho hukshero. If that nekev became entangled in the boso, so then, in the deifen, the boso of the deifen, that is, so then it's ksheiro. But the question is, but before there was one form, there was a certain stage when there was a nekef in the reyeh before it became entangled in the bosor. So then it became treifu already. So then when it became entangled in the bosor, how can it become kshero? How can it become kshero? All right, that's his raya. Vidas lecheiko yizu. So he's chelik. Just as the Rashba is chelik and Rambam, so the Rosh is also chelik and Rambam. Vidas lecheiko yizu. She treifu tarzel lecheiro b'li yodom. Elo miyat ki shenech techo b'itzum esagidi meisoi. What do you mean meisoi? He's destined to die. So as long as it's destined to die, it acquires the Shem Trefo. The moment it acquires the Shem Trefo cannot be broken. Even though, through surgery, also, it becomes real lichis. V'ilu chotcho mitchilo v'maylo hoiso chayo. Avo acha shenechtecho b'tzumes agidin, shuv eilo takono, shekvo nichnas bo, cheili atreifes, v'eilo hem takono b'teises b'reiv. ולדום אל ראיה, שמעצמו הוא עמדס ומסחי להסתבך. ומסחי להסתבך. Now, we'd like to know what is really the machlekes between the Rosh, the Rashbo, most Rishayim, and the Ramban. In other words, the Ramban says that if the Tzumas HaGidin was cut out, and then a day later, a week later, a month later, even 10 months later, after all, it can live for 12 months, it can live. So 12 months later, 11 months later. So while he cut off the whole lower half of the leg, so it's shame. But when do we say it's straight for? If he was sheikhated before he cut off the whole lower half of the leg, then it's straight. And the Rashbo says, and the Rashbo and the Ram, and the Rosh, they all say, no, if it becomes a treifo, so it cannot be chizeres lachshev. But in regard to reyesh and ikvo, and then it became istabach, so he's made it, the Rosh. So he says, over there, by itself, it wasn't done artificially by men. So what's the difference? If there is such a halacha that once a behemoth acquires a treifo, it cannot be chizav niya and become kshero again and become kshero again. So why? So what if it was healed by itself? What difference does it make whether it was healed by itself or it was healed by human intervention? What difference does it make? Now, first we have to understand the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. So now it seems, now we saw that according to Rashi, so trepes in a chayo, trepes in a chayo is only an accidental fact. But the basis of the trefa is the Aloch Lamesh B'Sinai. The Aloch Lamesh B'Sinai said so, that's all. It happens that all these trefes are in a chayo. It just happens, it's a coincidence. It's an accidental fact. But the in a chayo is not an essential fact. That's Rashi Shita. And Rashi doesn't mention two categories of treifas. That's the Rambam Shita. So according to Rashi, treif in Achayo is only an accidental fact. And why is this Nikuvus Areya treifo? Because Aloch Lamesh B'Sinai declared so. That's all. And according to Rashi, you cannot ask any kashes. How is it that Nitulas Hakloye is both kidneys Sheo? I mean, we know that a person couldn't live with both kidneys being removed. And the person couldn't live, so no kashe according to Rashi, because the Tulas Akloyis is not listed, is not included in the Aloch Lamesh, in the treifas of the Aloch Lamesh. And the Kuvus Areih is, that's all. There is no kashe. The Shite of the Rambam is that there are two treifas. One is based upon the Aloch Lamesh, one is grounded in the Aloch Lamesh Sinai. So there it is a treife, because that make the Aloch Lamesh Sinai declares it as a treife. And then there is another category of treife that is based upon the Neitav Omus. That is based upon the Neitav Omus. And then the Shite of the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Rosh appears that the Neitav Omus, the Inner Chayo, is an essential fact. But there seems to be a machlekes between the Ramban on one hand and the Rashbo and the Rosh on the other. And that can be deduced from this machlekes in connection with the case where first the tumas hakidin was cut out, and then the whole leg below the knee joint was cut off. So the Ramban says ksheiro, the Rashbo and the Ran and the Rosh say that is treifo, that is treifo, and they all appellate with the fact that at one time it had a makam miso. So it appears from the Rashbo and the Rosh and the Ran that they don't agree with the shita of Rashi that in chayo is only an accidental fact. No, they hold it's an essential fact. But from the I said that according to the Rashbo, and that is probably the shita of the Rosh too, according to the Rashbo, so it's not in explaining the Rashbo's lomdes that treifo in a chayo only applies to a choser, but a yes or not, even though kol yesa cannot dome, so that Aloha Mishpe Sinai declares that kol yesa cannot dome, but a behemoth that has an extra long can live. Can live a normal span of life. A behemoth that has an extra hind leg can live a normal span of life. Still it is treifo. So, but the Rashbo says, but the Rashbo, so if the Rashbo shit had been like Rashi's, that in the chayu is only accidental fact, then there would be no difficulty. But the Rashbo shita is not like Rashi. The Rashbo shita is that the in the chayu is the basis, I mean it's an essential fact, is the basis of the Shem Treifo. So Monef Shach, if this is the basis of the Shem Treifo, and the Yeser can live, So why is it treifo? The Aloch Lamesh Mishinai says so. So then let us deduce from the Aloch Lamesh Mishinai that the Inechayu is not the basis. I mean, how can we be Eichis as a Chelo Mishnei Rosh? So we said that the Rashbo holds that Inechayu is an essential fact, but it's not, the Inechayu is not the essential fact per se. It's not that Behemo becomes a treifo. Because it's in chayo. No. The behemoth becomes a treifo if the organic defect is a basic, a major organic defect. But if it's a minor organic defect, so the behemoth doesn't become a treifo. No one will ever say that that if all the teeth were taken out from a behemoth, then the behemoth should be a treifo. But after all this, the removal of teeth is an organic defect. It's not a functional defect. It's an organic defect. The answer is, it's a minor organic defect. Because a behemoth can live very well without teeth. So mainly it's a minor organic defect. It's not a major organic defect. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain organic diminution, a certain organic deficiency is a major organic deficiency or a minor, whether it can live or not. So if a certain organic defect is fatal, is maimis, the behemoth, so then it's a major organic defect. If it's not maimis, you remove the teeth of a behemoth, so, or nitalechi atachtei, the lower jaw, so the behemoth can live very well without the lechi atachtei. So it's a minor organic defect. It's a minor organic defect. But so it's not, so in other words, Einochayo is as an essential fact, but it's not the Einochayo per se that is essential. The Einochayo is descriptive, determines that the organic defect is major and basic, not minor and insignificant. But it's not the inechayo per se that makes it treifo. So mele, since chasur haseiver, if a certain eiver constitutes a basic, major organic deficiency, so mele kol yesa akinetul dome. So also, if there is a major excess, so it's also a treifo. Just as a major deficiency makes the Beit Metrayved Aloch L'Mishum Sinai declares that a major excess, Kol Yeser, cannot atone. Kol Yeser cannot atone. That's the Shita of the Rashba. Now, so, Mimele, the Rashba is really on this Ramban. And he says, if the Tzumis HaGidim was removed, and then the next day, you amputated the whole lower half of the leg, is still treifa. Because it's not the inechayo that makes the behemah treifa. The inechayo only determines that a certain deficiency is a major, not a minor organic deficiency. So true, you remove the whole leg below the knee joint. If the inechayo per se would be the basis of the Shem Treifo, so then you could argue like the Ramban. So since, and that's the Ramban Shite is that it's the inechayo per se that gives rise to the Shem Treifo. So maybe the Ramban says, so as long as there was such an organic deficiency that made the behemoth destined to die within a period of 12 months, so maybe it was a treifa. But the moment you amputated the lower half of the leg, the knee joint, and it's not destined to die, and it could live a normal span of life, so maybe the cause of the shem treifa is removed. So we don't say just because it had a shem treifa for 1 minute, so it should have a shem treifa for a long while. There is no such aloha like Nesra Shoachas. So by Yivim we have aloha of Nesra Shoachas. So we have Xer Zakosov. But by Trevo we don't have such a Xer Zakosov that if it had Hashem Trevo for Shoachas or Mimele, it has Hashem Trevo for Lilongwe. There is no such Xer Zakosov, Meirateze, we should say. But the Rashba says, even though we don't have such a Xer Zakosov, but since the inner chayo is not the cause of the shem treifa per se, the inner chayo is only descriptive of a major organic deficiency. So mele, as long as there was a nitul tzumsakini, so there is a major organic deficiency, even though you did something whereby the behemoth would be able to live in spite of the major organic deficiency. But it's not the inechayo per se that makes it a treifa. That's the machlekes between the Ramban and Rosh. All right, now the question, the raya of the Ramban was from Nikubes Areya, that if, let's say, there is Nikubes Areya, it becomes a treifa, and then it becomes entangled in the boso that is between one rib and another in the Deifen, so then there is a protection afforded to the Treye, so Mele, it's not a Treye. So the Rosh says, no, over there it's different. Why is it over there different? Because Lidom El Reye, Shemi Atzmo Imedes U'Masri Listaveh. Shemi Atzmo Imedes U'Masri Listaveh. Now, it's possible to explain that. Now we have a machlokes rishoni. Why is a sirche? Why is a sirche treif? So some rishonim, Rashi says that a sirche makes the name treif because that's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. Teitzu says no. It is symptomatic of a nekev that is likely to occur in due course. So Mele, if let's say in the case here, now here we're not dealing with the case of Isir. Here we are dealing with the case of a nekev. Now, let's say in respect to a sirche. Now, if we say
that Isircha is symptomatic of a Nekev. If we say that Isircha is symptomatic of a Nekev, now we discussed it, I mean in connection with the long thesis, in the old papers.
Zion, the Tesis, when he went over this long Tesis, Zion of Dalit, the first big line of Tesis, the Yesh Yashiv Pira Shakunches, Afal Gav Tikhu Moile Machmas Mako Ili Chum, Haime Kishi Nisol Bishu Moki, Avo Kishi Yischucho Bimoki Kishi Nimedes, Li Yisparaing, Seit Moso Migino Yeisea, Shakru Mohilech Vichozik. So at that time, I think I said that this can only be in line with the sheet of the Ramban. In other words, the Ramban says that even if the pain became a trait, had the maki, let's say the Tzumas HaGinim was removed, but then you do something surgical. I mean, you cut off the whole lower half of the leg, the whole lower half of the leg. So then it will not be Mamis anymore. So then it is Kshe, or so we can understand it. So he says, "Yesh li Hashem pirush akuntres, aval gav tikrum moide machmas mako. Im tikrum, hayne kishin so bishumoki, aval kishin sucho bimoki kishin medes liisparik seit mo umegino yeisia. Shakrum hilech mechozik. Shakrum hilech mechozik. So according to the Ramban shite, so it's all right. But according to the other Rishim in the Rosh, the Rashi." The Rosh, the Rajma, and they say that once it becomes a treifet, so it cannot be cured from the Shem treifets, even if it bimtzias it is cured, but it's not cured from the Shem treifets. It's in a chizal achshero. So monefsher. So if the according to Rashi, so in sirchebol inekim. So in sirchebol inekim. And so we say that here we say Krumo Ile Machmas Mako is a Krum. Why? Because it's not a Medes, it's not a Medes Lisparik. So what if it's not a Medes Lisparik? But first there was a Nekev.
without any covering, without any sirche. And then the sirche covered up the nekev. So true, it's not immediately sparik, but before it took some time. First the nekev developed, and there was no sirche as yet. And then, in the course of the lapse of time, so the sirche developed. And this sirche is a sirche that in immediately sparik. So only if we agree with the shita of the Ramban, but if we agree with the shita of the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ram, so why should it be Ksheirot? So we have to say this is probably the Pshat in the Rosh. In other words, that what he's saying, that in Ochaname, according to the Rosh and the Rashba, if it acquires the Shem Treve, it cannot be cured of the Shem Treve. Even though B'mitzias it's cured and it's not Asido, it's not Miso anymore, but the Shem Treifo remains. The Shem Treifo remains. But in this case, where there is a Nekev, and then later on, let's say, it became covered up, it became blocked by the flesh that is between the ribs in the David, in the chest wall. It became mistabech in the bosso later on. So it doesn't matter. So it might have been for a number of months. So the sirche was not blocked. It was not entangled in the bosso of the David. But since ultimately it became entangled in the bosso of the David, so memela that means, and it became entangled in the bosso of the David within 12 months. Now you see, a nekev in the reye behemoth could survive without any protection for 12 months, but it couldn't survive for more than 12 months. But for 12 months, the behemoth could survive with a nekev in the reye. Now, then, let's say after 6 months, this nekev became blocked by the bosso of the deifen, became entangled in the bosso of the deifen. So it's igloye milzele mafreya, since by itself, without human intervention, it became blocked, and it's not maimis. So it's not that we say, now let's say the nekev occurred, let's say in Tishri, and then in Kislev, it became entangled in the bosso b'sei hadeven. So according to the Rosh, it's not that between Nisan and between Tishrei and Kislev, it was Treve, and there the Shem Treve is broken. That's impossible. Because the Ramban says that this is possible. But according to the Rosh, that's impossible. But he says, over there, since a protection developed by itself, so nature cultivated that protection. So Mimele Itzigloye Milzele Mafreya, that this Make was not a Maka Mimimiso, because you see that ultimately nature by itself built up a protection against that Nekev. So Itzigloye Milzele Mafreya, had we found the Nekev after Shrite without being blocked by the Boso Shebinat Fanes, so then we wouldn't say that at the very outset it was that kind of nekev, that nature by itself should build up a protection. But since Lacha Shrite we found this nekev blocked by the Boso Shebina Deifen, so that means that nature by itself was destined to build up a protection. So Mimele it's Igloye Milzele Mafreya, that it never became a Treve. Not that it was affected with the Isa Treve for 3 months, and then it became Kshel. So when is a Chayach to say, if ultimately it turns out that nature by itself, without human intervention, built up a protection and cure? But where nature didn't do it, but through human intervention, a cure was made. So that means that the Nitula Sumes Hagidin in itself was maybe was a makam in miso, but then for human intervention, for surgical methods, so we cured this makam in miso. We cured this makam in miso. So mele, so you cannot negate the shem. All right. Das ist sehr gut. Sie treffen das an der Scherung die Oder. Aber mir hat geschehen, dass sie sagen, die Mäßung. Wie wir Gott kommen mit Chilas und Meilo, wo ist der Chaio. Aber auch schon echt, dass sie sagen, die Schubel in der Konne. Sie kommen nicht nach Bocheli an Treffes. You see from that Roshi. The sheet of the Roshi is that while in the Chaio is an essential fact, but it's not an essential fact. The in the Chaio per se is the basis of the Treffo. The inechayo is the determines that the organic deficiency, the organic defect, is a major organic defect. Why is it major? Why is nitula slechia tachti not major, minor? Because that at the very outset it wasn't mamis. It didn't have the potential to be mamis. Mashenkin here, at the very outset, it had the potential of being mamis. But then through surgery, so you negated the destructive effect of this make. But that doesn't mean that the make became a minor make instead of a major. But according to the Ramban, it's not the major character of the make that makes it a treife. It's the fact that it's fatal that makes it a treife. So the moment it ceases to be fatal, it's not a treife anymore. Mit das Recheit und Zil, שטריב אותה זה להכשיר בלי אודם, אלא מיד כשנלך אתם בצום סגיד מייסי, ואילו חותך מתחילה למיילו או איסו חיו, אבל אך שנלך אתם בצום סגידים, שוב אל התקונו, שכרון נכנס בחילי התריפס, ואין לתקונו ביטייס וברים, ולדום על הרי שמעצמו עם אלה זמאס להסתבח. So then, it's a glory מילצה למפריע, that at the very outset, nature was destined to build up its own cure, its own protection. So Mimele, the Make, so it's a glory Milzel Mafreya, that the Make at its inception was not a Makam Miso. Because nature by on its own initiated, without human intervention, built up the cure for that Make. Uvi Sefer HaTrumah Posek Rashi. In other words, that we pass on like the Lishne Kamavra. V'chini Yegim Bashkines Ritzovas. Now the Rosh discusses this shayla. Now when we say that lemailo min ha'akuvo is ksheyo, I'm sorry, lemailo min ha'akuvo if nechtach, lemailo min ha'akuvo it's treifo, and lemato min ha'akuvo it's treifo. How about the ha'akuvo itself? According to the second Rosh, suppose it's nechtach in the knee joint, and according to the first Rosh, suppose it's nechtach in the ankle joint, in the hock joint. So, on that we have a machlokes between the shach and the taz. So he discussed it. Ve'hicha de nechtach horegal ba'arkuvo bin aprokin choyisim before she'itir. Now, the Chashul Chon is mitayin from the Roshan of the Tur, that his shita is that it's awesome. So he says, the first Roshan in the Rosh is that it's mutter. In other words, that it's mutter. That it's mutter. Vilimire lesser. So the Rosh says that it's osa. If the nechtach occurs in the knee joint itself, according to the second Rosh of Rav, or according to the first Rosh of Rav, in the hock joint, in the ankle joint, so one Rosh is that it's mutter, the behemoth is mutteres, and the other Rosh is that it's osa. But in the sheet of the Rosh is definitely that it's osa. But he has two reasons as to why, as the Divrei Chamuris explains, as to why it's osa. We should deal actually with you can the ratio and you can the savior. The bereisha kotonim na'akuvah l'matok sheiro. Ho ba'akuvah atzma treife. Uvisei ve'kotonim na'akuvah l'mayla treife. Dimashmo ba'akuvah atzma ksheire. So chodim minayu davke v'doch lav davke v'azminu lechumri. V'azminu lechumri. So in other words, on the first lashon, first he mentions ishite that in the knee joint itself, in the ankle joint itself, if there is a shebea, so it's kshera. In other words, when is it treifor, if the shebea occurs above the knee joint, according to the second lashon, or above the ankle joint, according to the first lashon. But if it's in the joint itself, in other words, and there are seven bones in the ankle joint. So if any of the bones, according to the first lashon dosh, so if any of the bones is broken, even though it's not covered by basar, or suppose it's taken out completely, the cannon bone was taken out completely from the hug. So it's kshel. But he says lechumre. So the first reason as to why he says lechumre, because you can be midayik from the ratio one way and from the same the other way. So memeli it has no lechumre, so it has lechumre. So it's on the basis of sofik. In the first lashon of the roshite, it's on the basis of sofik, not the terasvah. V'chein pirsha rasha liu v'firik v'treifes, gavitzane, a basket, the anchor, שנשתפרו רגליהן בעקובו, או למיילו מן העקובו, ולעצם יצא לחוץ. על מביסך העקובו, ולמיילו מן העקובו, תנח עוד להם. So he's מדייק from Rashi's Loshen. Now turn to the Gemara of Zayin. The second line, of Zayin of Dalet, נשתפרו רגליהו, ההוא צנה, a basket, דן קורא, the אסיר לקמי דרובי, Batke Robe Bitsumas Agidim Bachre. That's Mamish the memory before Rav Yehuda Marav's memory of Shmita Zayadim Lehim Okshedim that we discussed last time. So Rashi says, Sane Sal, Dan Kure Ifi Shinishtabu Ragleim Ba'akubo, Limato Ilimayro, Me'akubo. Ve'inu Etzem Yeitzi Lechutz. So what did he say? Ba'akubo, Limato Ilimayro, Me'akubo. What does it mean? Limato min akuvo, below the hook, below the knee joint, below the hook, below the knee joint, so it's kshero. But it means limato in the joint itself, in the area of the joint itself. And limailo it means above the area of the joint, whether it's the hack joint or the knee joint. Vioit, oh. So the first explanation, one lashon in the roshi is, the first lashon in the roshi is, that's Iksheo, Bivad. The second lashon on the Rosh is that it's Osa, but Machmasofik, because we there are two apparently contradictory diuk. From if the diuk of the Reshe tends to indicate one way, and the diuk of the Seife tends to indicate another way. Then he says, Ve'eit, midikoma, uve'ezer lechuv omru, be'achuv anikeres im oreish, al me'oetzem atachtin hu anikho ha'kuvo. ולמטה מן העקובה דקטונה, היינה מהסחול עשה העקובה ולמטה. ולמיילו מן העקובה, היינה מסייפה העקובה ולמיילו. So now you see, the first reason that the Rosh mentions is because it's Sofik. Because there seems to be, we can be midayik one way from the Reishe, we can be midayik one way from the Seife. So then we have to say that one is Dafke and one is Lav Dafke, and we don't know which one is Dafke, which one is Lav Dafke. So it's Bitera Sofik. But here, the second Roshi, as the Hamudis points out, he says it's Bitera Svadat. So you see, in the first Roshi of the Rosh, I'm not talking about the Yeshni Roshi, but I mean of the Rosh Onshite. In the first Roshi of the Rosh Onshite, so he assumed that Akuvo has reference to the joint area. To the joint area. In the second Loshon of the Rosh Onshite, he says that when the Mishnah uses the Loshon Akubo, the Mishnah has reference to the last bone in the heel. Or according to the second Loshon, when the Mishnah, second Loshon of Rav, and when the Mishnah uses the term Akubo, it has reference to the last, the highest end of the shin bone, not to the knee joint. You see, in the first lashon of the Rosh, he assumes that akuva has reference to the joint. But he has his sophik. The joint area itself, the joint area itself, does that have a din like lemailo of the joint area, or it has reference like lemato of the joint area? But what does akuva mean? Akuva designates the joint area according to the first Loshin in the Rosh, in the Rosh Loshin. Now he says, Veid me dikom aru zei zei chuvo omru, v'akuvo kezrish, al me'oetzem atachtinu anikho akuvo. Ulumatum en akuvo diktone, hayne ma'asholes akuvo ulumatum. Now look in the Divrei Chamuris. Lamed. O is Lamed. In the Divrei Chamuris. Al me'oetzem atachtinu anikho akuvo. Kvo pirashti b'madani yomdev. Terotzoleim ar lafuke lemai bikosem mikore. Shadiyukim kashin adode. V'hayne mishum shakuvo ha'atzomeis ha'mechaburim ha'shoik v'aregel. So in the first Loshon, the Rosh assumed that the Akuva designates the joint area. That's why it's called joint, ankle joint or knee joint, because it's mechaber, the heel. So the ankle joint is mechaber, the heel to the shank. And the knee joint is mechaber, the shank area to the thigh area. So, in the first Loshon of the Rosh assumed that the term akuvo refers to the joint area. So he says, "Lafukim lamai because of the korsha liyukim kashne adode. Vayne mishum shakuvo atzomi samchavim ashoik varegel. Avo hashda akuvo etzma tachten atzmei in the heel. Vinimtzom ifize shemiyad lemaylo men etzma tachten kol mokim shiachter treifo." Vadai, Vafil Beisam Atzomis Amechabri Mashuk Varega. Because of Abis Yosef Shamari Ben Chobiv, Pirish Divratu, Shekosa, Vafil Bisech Aperek Shebeinu Ishuk, Nishoik, the Rotzloim Abisef Aako, Viloi Bisech, the Afilu in Yachtech, Ho Arkum Cheo, Ache Yachtech, Beinu Arkum Uvein Hashoik. I mean just the reverse of the Diuk of the Or Hashuk, you see, in the Torah. ולא מתקיים מדבר רבי ירוחם, עד כאן לשני. ולפי מה שפירשנו מדבר רבינו, אין הפירוש כך, אפילו למה יקוסם רבינו מיקורת, וכל שום מה שיקוסם עכשיו, אלא אב בשיח הארקום עצמי טריפו, ונפקימינה במה יקוסם רבינו מיקורת, ומה יקוסם אשתה, ומה יקוסם מיקורת, הוא יסרן אל המחמסופיק, אידיו כדרי שדווקא, אידיו כדסי בדווקא, אבו למה יקוסם אשתה, איזו ודאי, ואין כאן סופיק. ואין כאן סופיק. All right, so in other words, so we have actually three lishenis here in the Rosh. First of all, ishike, that is machshia. So of course, it goes without saying that the shite that is machshia, the ish mifosh, the ruisi miforesh, he assumes that the akuvo designates the joint area, but he assumes the yesh mifosh, the yesh mifosh assumes that the diuk of the seifa is dafki. So, because the seifa says, "Me'akuvo l'maylo treife, dimashmeho ba'akuvo atzmo k'shero," then we have the first Loshon in the Rosh. He also agrees with the Yesh Miforesh that akuvo itself has reference to the joint area, not to the last bone in the last bone, the terminal end of the bone in the heel, or the terminal end of the bowl in the shank, according to the second Loshon of Rav. But the first Loshon in the Rosh assumes that akuvo itself has reference to the joint area, whether the ankle joint area or the knee joint area, I mean, depending upon the two shings of Rav. And he says, but since you can be midayik from the seife, that Dafkin Nakubo Milo Trefo Makvats Machero, and from the Revelation the reverse, so maybe we go to Chumre. And then the second motion of the Rosh on Shite, that the term Akuvo has reference not to the joint area, but to the terminal end of the lower bone. So I call it the first motion of the Rab. So it has reference to the less bone, the terminal end of the less bone in the heel. Just below the hock area, And according to the second portion of Rav, it has reference to the terminal end of the shin bone, just where the knee joint begins. So then there is no shaila. So that means that the knee joint itself is lemaila me'akuva, because me'akuva means right here, the terminal end of the shin bone. So me'akuva lemaila means the knee joint. But the first shite in the Rosh, the Yesh Meforesh, he holds that Akuva means above, the Akuva means the knee joint. And Minakuva Lomaila means, he's Midayik, that when he is a broken bone, matri, only if it's above the knee joint. But if a bone in the knee joint itself broke, so then it's Ksheo. And even if it was taken out completely. So it's Ksheo. All right, now, so he didn't have an opportunity to go over Simen Nun Hei, but it will be very simple. I mean, to go over Simen Hei now Sunday. So I would like to go over Simen Nun Hei and Simen Nun Vav. Now, if you went over the whole Gemara, from the Mishnah that I involved to the Mishnah of Zion, then we will have no difficulty in Simen Nun Vav and Nun Zion. And then, if there will be time left, I would like to go over on Sunday, Simen Lamed Hei. There's the first Simen that deals in the rain.